Is it okay to ask God to help you and your team win? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's word in your life. Maybe you feel like God doesn't care about sports, or that he expects you to be so heavenly minded that you shouldn't either. But who wins and loses does encourage some people and hurts others, and that's something that God does care about, and it can be something worth praying about. But this kind of prayer needs a bigger perspective before you get too focused on it, and we'll talk about it today with Praying for a Win by A.W. Smith. Have you ever prayed for a win? Maybe you asked God for a home run or a goal or for a certain player to make a three-point shot. If you play a sport, you've probably prayed for yourself to make that shot. Many of us ask God to intervene in sports, and then we're often disappointed if he doesn't seem to answer. The truth is, Jesus cares about us and wants us to talk to him about everything, including games we hope to win, and the disappointment we feel when we lose. But that doesn't mean he'll always answer our prayers the way we want him to. Sometimes our prayers can be selfish, can't they? Sometimes when we pray, we put the focus on ourselves and what we want instead of God's plan to do what's best and help more people come to Jesus. When we focus only on what we want, our prayers can become small and self-centered. But when we think about what God wants, our prayers become bigger. We can pray for more people to know his love and be transformed by the gospel. We can pray for God's justice, mercy, and goodness to flood the whole earth. We can pray for our spiritual growth and for the spiritual growth of other Christians we know and love. These are things we know God wants to do. Of course, we can still ask for a win, but as we pray, we can submit to God and trust him to help us do whatever he wants us to, even if that includes being a good sport when we lose. We can pray for God's will to be done, and that we'll remember to show his kindness and love to the people around us, no matter how the game turns out. Okay, so let's think about this a little more. Have you ever prayed for God's will to be done while playing or watching sports? What was that like? God cares about more than just who scores and who wins. He wants us to invite him into everything that matters to us, including sports, humbly offering ourselves for his glory and his purpose. What it might look like to share his goodness through our words and actions while we play or watch sports. Now, as you and I can read in 1 John 5:14, this is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And see for yourself what God says in Matthew 6, verses 9 and 10, Romans 8, 26 through 39, and Ephesians chapter 6, verses 18 through 20, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries. And hey, don't forget, we just released a new reading plan in the Unlocked app about the Ten Commandments. So if you've ever wondered whether the laws in the Old Testament still apply to us as Christians today and how they apply, then this is a great series for you to check out. Search for Unlocked Teen Devotionals in your app store and scroll down on the home screen of the app until you find the reading plan section. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie about a king who cares more about a dragon rider's heart than her past. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.